The future China-US bilateral investment treaty negotiations will cover six major areas. These are performance requirements, labour and environment standards, investor-state dispute settlement, national treatment, non-conforming measures and sectoral restrictions. A major breakthrough was achieved last week when the two sides agreed upon PENT with a negative list approach. The PENT grants foreign investors national treatment in the pre-establishment phase of business. This is a major move for China, who has previously limited its agreements to post-establishment national treatment. The negative list approach also signals China's widening of FDI activities protected by national status. He Weiwen is the coordinator. The future China-US bilateral investment treaty negotiations will cover six major areas. These are performance requirements, labour and environment standards, investor-state dispute settlement, national treatment, non-conforming measures and sectoral restrictions. A major breakthrough was achieved last week when the two sides agreed upon the PENT with a negative list approach. The PENT grants foreign investors national treatment in the pre-establishment phase of business. This is a major move for China, who has previously limited its agreements to post-establishment national treatment. The negative list approach also signals China's widening of FDI activities protected by national treatment status. He Weiwen is the co-director at the China-US Study Center and former counselor at Chinese Consulate General in New York. Whilst welcoming the agreement, he stresses the importance of symmetrical attitudes.
I have to mention that PENT and the negative list is reciprocate. It's not applying to China only, but to the U.S. as well. For instance, the recent case of Shuangwei's acquisition of Smithfield, and there's been much cry in the U.S. complaining about, worried about the safety of the pork production. Then in this case, we should say, is pork production on the negative list? If not, it means that the pre-establishment Chinese company have the right to make investments.
He says that compared to the PENT and negative list, other issues are relatively insignificant. However, this view is not shared by all. Merrick Shah is an arbitration attorney and BIT researcher at Georgetown University. He argues that the government would not overlook any area of contention given the inherent cost of entering into a BIT.
A BIT foresees a self-contained legal mechanism where an investor can directly sue a host state by circumventing the local courts. In that sense, if you look at this from this perspective, it's very obvious that states tend to not like this. Every state prefers and relies on its courts. So to give the authority and the power to an independent arbitral tribunal to decide on state actions, which sovereign states somehow accept to do, but only if they believe it pays off in long term.
An effective BIT needs to protect FDIs while allowing each country to retain their respective public policy prerogative.
For businessmen, every regulation is some sort of a penetration, some sort of an interference on existing business. It brings cost. The BITs in general, the contemporary BITs, they try to bring coverage towards future regulations, and they try to pull governments to act in a more responsible and transparent way. In that respect, Chinese government, it's very understandable their reluctance to give such a broad scope to BITs. However, as I said, this is an experiment.
Over the last half century, BITs have become the key legal mechanism for fostering and governing cross-border direct investment. The latest figures show China's FDI rose by 4.9% year-on-year, amounting to nearly $62 billion US dollars for the first half of 2013. For the same period, Chinese outflowing FDI rose 29% year-on-year to $45.6 billion US dollars. Meanwhile, the US has long been the world's largest host and investor. The negotiations have been marked out as the most important in recent history, with many hoping that it will usher in a new global template for future multilateral investment agreements. For CRI, I am Lucy Du.